Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, currently cloudy and 68 degrees. Police are seeking two suspects after a shooting at a Menards store in northwest Wichita.
It happened just before 5 Monday afternoon at Mays Road near 37th Street North. KSN News reports that a Menards loss prevention officer was wounded during a shoplifting incident. The loss prevention officer got into a physical altercation with a woman when another suspect, a man, allegedly shot the Menards employee. Police said the bullet grazed the employee's stomach. He was hospitalized and listed in stable condition. Police say the couple left the scene in a brown Mazda vehicle. No arrests have been made. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Kansas legislators have approved a bill that is designed to fix a flaw in a new education funding law that would have cost public schools $80 million. The Senate's 30-8 vote Monday sends the measure to Republican Governor Jeff Collier, and he has promised to sign it. The House approved the measure Saturday. The new school funding law is supposed to phase in a $534 million increase in education funding. A suspect is in custody after a 37-year-old man was shot multiple times and killed in northeast Wichita Sunday night. Police Lieutenant Todd Ogile says there was some sort of a disturbance at a convenience store at 21st and Erie, during which the man pulled a gun on another individual, but nothing happened and everybody left. A few minutes later, the man ended up outside a residence in the 2400 block of North Prince.
It is believed that as the Suburban showed up at the residence, that our victim opened fire on it, striking the Suburban several times, and then an occupant in the Suburban returned fire on our victim, which ended up killing him.
Early Monday morning, the driver of that SUV was arrested and booked into jail for possession of a firearm by a felon. This is Wichita's 16th homicide case in 17 weeks this year. At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will again discuss changes to the fireworks ordinance. And Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News there could be a vote on the issue.
We're trying to figure out a good compromise that will help us resolve some of the issues that we have currently with fireworks. We get too many complaints, and so we're trying to figure out how we can do a better job of addressing those issues in neighborhoods.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. A caravan of asylum seekers from Central America have almost made it to the U.S. About 150 to 220 of them are on the Mexican side of the border, hoping to get in. Fox's Tracy Gallagher has the latest.
All of them are seeking asylum, exercising their right under international treaties to seek shelter from persecution in their home countries. But Fox has learned the Department of Justice has filed complaints against 11 suspected members of the caravan. 10 of them are accused of entering the country illegally, which is a misdemeanor. One of them is accused of being deported and re-entering the U.S., which is a felony. Those people likely will not have their asylum application processed. And for the others, it could be a while, but Customs and Border Protection tells us they are beginning to process some of the migrants, though it is very unclear how long that might take.
President Trump has tweeted saying the migrant caravan is openly defying our borders, shows how weak and ineffective U.S. immigration laws are. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. .98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 of the morning now, 6:09, make it 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock. A man robbed a gas station in northeast Wichita. Police officer Charlie Davidson says it happened Monday morning at the Presto at 13th and Oliver.
This employee stated that an unknown suspect had entered the business armed with a bottle, glass bottle, and was demanding money. Money was taken by the suspect, who then fled the business on foot.
That suspect, described as a man about 50 years old, was wearing a navy jacket and a yellow shirt with a brown scarf and white gloves. This was the second time in 5 days this store has been robbed. Now 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And the gasoline prices are going up. That's the bad news out there today. Gasoline prices going up to $2.65 a gallon here in the Wichita area. Yep.
Pretty big jump.
Yeah. 20 cents or so. Right around that. So, yeah, $2.65 a gallon. What we're seeing out there this morning. I did get a call from traffic tracker Leroy. That's what he saw up in Park City as he was headed that direction. $2.65, but is up in Newton, $2.42. So, if you're headed that way, might want to wait until you get there to get gasoline. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We will be clouding up. Another windy day in south central Kansas with a high 78. Winds may gust between 35 and 40 miles per hour late in the day. We'll be breezy tonight. Our low near 70. Some chances of thunderstorms just to our northwest. Then the better chance of severe weather for us tomorrow afternoon. Wednesday's high 83. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now cloudy and 67 degrees. South wind gusting to 29 miles per hour. We had a windy Monday across Kansas. Wichita's high temperature, a warm 82 degrees yesterday. Normal high 72, so about 10 degrees above normal. And Wichita recorded a wind gust of 48 miles per hour. Excuse me, first-hand knowledge. Running late yesterday afternoon, yike. That south wind was a booger. On this date in 1895, an F5 tornado rumbled 22 miles from the northwest corner of Sedgwick County to 6 miles northwest of Newton. The almost one-mile-wide vortex killed 8, injured 25, and devastated 25 farms, a few of which vanished. Debris was carried for many miles and dead livestock found everywhere. Again, that was on this date in 1895.
I still remember one of those storm classes that we went to where they had the difference between the F4 damage and the F5 damage. The F4 damage looked terrible, and there were just chunks of everything strewn about. And the noticeable difference in the F5 damage is that there was just nothing there.
Just flattened.
It was gone.
May 1st, first day of May on this date in 1931, New York's 102-story Empire State Building was dedicated. Was that the tallest building in the world, I presume, for
yes,
a while?
Yes, it was.
Many years,
from
probably.
It took that title away, I believe, from its neighbor, the Chrysler building, which I think for a short time was the tallest building.
Have you been
in
to the top of the Empire State?
I have been twice to the top of the Empire State Building. It is a fantastic structure.
Mm-hmm.
It's Art Deco.
Yeah.
And it's
built
pretty,
in 31.
Pretty solid, and it's really, really interesting.
Yeah. A New Mexico man is facing charges after deputies say he stabbed another man during an alcohol-fueled fight. Then took a burrito break. The Gallup Independent reports Lucas Martinez recently was arrested in Gallup following the violent altercation. A McKinley County Sheriff's Office report says Deputy Brandon Salazar found 37-year-old Vernon So with stab wounds on his hand. When Salazar asked So who stabbed him, the report says the victim pointed to the kitchen table where Martinez calmly was eating a burrito. Salazar says Martinez threw his burrito on the table and became confrontational when he saw the deputy. Report says deputies had to restrain Martinez, who is facing an aggravated battery with a deadly weapon charge. Stabbed his buddy there and then said, "It's time for me to eat a burrito."
Come on now.
Well, you know, I don't know what to say. These people get inebriated and these things happen.
I think you got the key to it right there.
It said he was highly inebriated, which explains a lot of his very curious behavior there. Some donors and recipients in Kansas City's longest kidney transplant chain are meeting for the first time. The Kansas City Star reports the University of Kansas Hospital completed a 10-person kidney transplant chain in January.
Yeah, I saw this.
Most recipients had someone who wanted to donate to them but weren't a match. The donor instead gave the kidney to someone else, and that person's donor did the same, continuing the chain. Sean Dawes met his donor, John Sink, for the first time Friday. Dawes was receiving Sink's kidney. It says it's an opportunity to continue being a father to his 9-year-old son. And kidney recipient Francis Belton says he believes the donors and recipients feel a deep connection to one another. Belton predicts the Pairs will stay in touch.
Oh, of course. Yeah. How about that?
I mean, if you're giving people kidneys, that would it could be some sort of an emotional as well as a physical tie. Well, you've heard one of our stories this morning. A loss prevention officer tangles with shoplifters out at Menards in northwest Wichita and gets shot. Not seriously wounded, it turns out, but loss prevention officers.
Could have been killed.
Don't know what the procedure or the company procedure is on something like that. But.
Well, it differs from company to company. It's something I've worked as. Well, and our rule was don't ever let anybody get back to their vehicle. Well, if they do, let them go, no matter what it is.
That's what they were trying to do here, but you know, that person can be armed all 24/7.
Yep.
I'm not sure that's a good policy. But
so
anyway.
From now on, the policy might be don't go after them, just. You know, get a license plate number or something and leave.
Shoplifters. Woo. That's pretty frightening. 6:16, Ted, with Stephen Ted. By the way, yesterday, just about 5 o'clock, Shelley said to me, you know, I'd like to go out to Menards and get some of these, some little bricks for the patio.
Right.
Putting together. And about that time, we turned on the TV and said, Menards was pretty well taped off. Nobody could get there. So I thought, I think we'll put that trip off for a day or so. We're not going to Menards tonight. But I think things are back to normal there. I'm sure everything's under control. And there you go. So coming on 6:17 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. Let's go ahead and do lead-off sports with Ted Woodward this morning. I know the Royals were in action again last night or yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, the Royals were finishing up the month of April, trying to end it on a 3-game winning streak. But they were on the road and taking on the top team in Major League Baseball, a team that has had an amazing April, the Boston Red Sox. And you kind of knew this was coming. The Red Sox finished up their best April ever, perhaps, and the Royals were not able to get a 3-game winning streak going. Xander Bogaerts hit a grand slam home run over the Green Monster at Fenway Park last night. Red Sox over the Royals 10-6 was the final score as the Red Sox finished April with 19 wins. That's the most they've ever had in franchise history. And the Red Sox, they've already had 6 grand slam home runs this season.
Wow.
And that's the most ever by any team by May 1st in Major League history.
Be careful. Those guys get
the bases are loaded. Yeah, they're getting good swings, and they're driving in 4 runs. Meanwhile, of course, the Royals not able to hang on, give up too many runs. Whit Merrifield had 3 hits, drove in a couple for the Royals, but Kansas City not able to get that 3-game winning streak going. They will be at Boston again tonight to begin the month of May. Jacob Junis, who has had a good month for the Royals, is on the mound. He's 3-2. The Red Sox go with Chris Sale, one of the better pitchers in the league. He is 2-1. Royals and Red Sox tonight. You can listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. NBA basketball last night, Game 1 in the Eastern Conference semifinals. Philadelphia 76ers in Boston taking on the Celtics. Celtics win it at home, 117-101 to get that series off to a start. Coming off the bench for the Celtics, former Kansas Jayhawk Marcus Morris had 11 points and 5 rebounds. Celtics on top of Philly, 1-0. Good Shocker birthday today. A couple of Shocker birthday notes for you on Shocker baseball. Charlie O'Brien, one of the great players in Shocker baseball history, is celebrating a birthday today. Charlie is 58 years old today. Of course, Charlie was a great Shocker catcher back in the early 80s and then had a long major league career. Fantastic defensive catcher, decent right-hand batter. And he was the personal catcher for 3 Cy Young Award winners, probably most famously late in his career when he was the catcher for Greg Maddux of the Atlanta Braves when he had earned run averages basically under about 1.5.
Well, they
like Charlie was his catcher.
Like Charlie behind the
plate. Charlie was one of the guys that pioneered that hockey-style catcher's mask that everybody wears today. Charlie was one of the first guys to do that.
Did he manage in the big leagues?
No.
I'm thinking of somebody else. Okay. No. But did he have a son who's been a player or not?
Yeah, Charlie has a son that has played at Wichita State.
Okay.
Charlie has had relatives that have played at Wichita State. So he's
Having a birthday?
Great catcher. Charlie's 58 today.
58, okay.
So happy birthday to one of the great Shocker baseball players ever, Charlie O'Brien. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
Just a quick question. When are we going to have more Shocker baseball? When are they in action again?
They will play tomorrow at Kansas State.
Oh, okay. So
only one midweek game today for the Shocks.
Had a few days off, getting their studies in or something.
And, yeah, getting back to normal.
Hit the books.
Only one midweek game, and then the Shocks will have a 9-game homestand after that. It'll be the last 9 home games of the season.
All right.
And Wichita State has played very well at home this season, so they're looking forward to that. Looking forward to some warmer weather, finally, at X Stadium.
Home cooking.
And, yeah, it's like 9 home games in 13 days or something. It's a long, compact homestand. So we're looking forward to that.
All right, Ted, 6:21 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. And we have traffic and weather coming up. Tell you about the weather and what's going on with that and the possibility of rain. That's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.